The Minster Board of Education met for their regular monthly meeting Monday evening. The board voted to accept the following donations: $1,500 from the Minster Service Club for the band program, $1,500 from Area Energy and Electric for the FFA Equipment Fund, $20 from an anonymous donor for the Juggling Club, $300 from the Minster Service Club for the Juggling Club, $5,000 from Dana North America for the high school PBIS program, $150 from Minster Bank for the boys basketball program, $1,000 from Murotech Ohio Corporation for the softball program, and $8,800 from a variety of donors for the elementary book fair. Special thank you to Mrs. Liz Hinker, high school English teacher, for organizing the donations for the elementary book fair. The Minster School Board administration and staff would like to thank all of our donors for their generous support of our students. There are over $18,000 in donations accepted by the Minster Board last night. The Minster Board of Education recognized the following FFA state degree winners: Nolan Barhorst, son of Jason and Angie Barhorst; Ruth Ann Carity, daughter of Brent and Marie Carity; Grady Hine, son of Jesse Hine and Jill Hine; Ian Homan, son of Ken and Pam Homan; Max Kanapke and Will Kanapke, sons of Greg and Angie Kanapke; Grant Larger, son of Doug and Carla Larger; Isaac Larger, son of Mark and Amy Larger; James Niemeyer, son of Brian and Tanya Niemeyer; Evan Pranger, son of Steve and Teresa Pranger; and Dominic Sager, son of Chad and Kelly Sager. Superintendent Josh Meyer provided the board with an update on summer projects for the upcoming summer and an update on the state budgeting process. Elementary Principal Mrs. Mandy Albers provided the elementary report. Mrs. Albers recognized Kenzie Hemmelgarn, Haley Sieber, Cameron Applegate, and Raiden Castrino for placing in the top three in the God, Flag, and Country competition. Mrs. Albers updated the board on the upcoming open house and Grandparents' Day, and she provided an outline of the state testing schedule. Mrs. Albers shared that kindergarten registration and screening has been set for March 27th and 28th. 7th through 12th principal Mr. Austin Kaler shared the junior-senior high school update with the board. He recognized Robert Brinkman, Amelia Bergman, Quentin Link, Parker Kerrigan, Elise Oldergus, and Allison Zhang for being named February's Cats of the Month. Mr. Kaler congratulated MHS senior Sophia Werling for being the Class of 2025 Franklin B. Walter All-Scholastic Award winner and commended the winter sports athletes and coaches on a successful season. He recognized the following FFA teams: Grant Larger, Leanne Wendelin, Will Kanapke, and Carter Dirksen for their 14th place finish in the FFA State Biotechnology Career Development Event, and Cole Bergman, Carter Bowman, and Devin Metz for their 9th place finish at the District Ag Mechanics and Skills Event. Mr. Kaler congratulated Alex Owen, Davin Steinke, Megan Weiford, and Therese Schulte for being named to the District 3 Junior High Honors Band. He also congratulated the Minster High School Symphonic Band for earning a 1 superior rating at the recently held District OMEA Large Group Adjudicated Event, thereby qualifying for the state competition in April. High school teachers Emily Funk and Krista Pranger presented information regarding their course offerings. Together, they offer over 25 technology and business courses to students at Minster High School. Ms. Funk and Mrs. Pringer discussed the value of students working independently and on real-world projects, thereby developing skills that they will take with them into the workforce. Treasurer Gina Selby provided the board with her monthly report. Mrs. Selby shared that the yearly transfer to the Chromebook Permanent Improvement Fund and the transfer to the Technology Permanent Improvement Fund were completed. Mrs. Selby also provided the board with a budget performance update, approval of last month's meeting minutes, and updated fund balances. During the superintendent's consent agenda, the Minster Board of Education appointed Brandy Heitkamp as a representative to the Minster Community Fund, and Superintendent Josh Meyer commended the winter season sports teams on their recently concluded seasons. In new business, the Minster Board of Education approved the following items: approved a resolution that third grade students take the state ELA test in paper format, and the board set their date for April's regular meeting for Tuesday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. in the large group meeting room. In the personnel recommendations portion of the board meeting, the board approved the following personnel recommendations. Offer a limited one-year contract to Stephanie Boyle Fletterjohn, high school English teacher, for the 2025-2026 school year. Offered a limited one-year contract to Mike Wiss for recreation field manager. Offer limited one-year contracts to the following individuals on an as-needed basis for the remainder of the school year: Greg Francis, substitute custodian; Kay Schmiesing, substitute secretary; and Tim Jay, groundskeeper and field prep. The board approved a number of supplemental contracts for spring coaches for this school year and a number of supplemental contracts for fall coaches for the 2025-2026 school year. The Board of Education entered into executive session to discuss the employment and compensation of a public employee and the purchase or sale of property. There was no action taken after executive session.